This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Tomorrow, it is the Douglas County Veterans Day Parade, and Parade Chair Daniel Loomis, who's Douglas County Clerk, in. Thanks for coming in this morning.
I thank you also.
Well, talk about, first of all, how many years have you been involved with the parade?
I started in 2018.
So 5 years in, what led to you getting involved with it?
I was involved with the UCC student veterans, and I wanted us to get involved with the parade.
And, of course, over the years, well, how many years has this parade been going?
This is our 68th annual parade. No breaks.
It's interesting that it's only been 68 years. You would think that would have started, 100 years ago or something like that. That's kind of an interesting one to think about.
Well, actually, prior to it becoming the Veterans Day Parade, it was Armistice Day, and they also had other Army Day parades, military celebrations that were similar, and they just, kind of coagulated into one parade.
Ah, okay. And of course, it was back in the 50s when that shift went from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. Now, this year, it's on Saturday, which complicates things and leads to a lot of confusion out there with some people about what's open today, what's closed. We've talked about that. It was fascinating, though, when I was double-checking on this yesterday, not all the sources out there of normal good information, had it right. I mean, it was a back and forth as to, are the banks open? Are the banks closed? Is mail being delivered or not? A lot of things going on, but one thing that doesn't change is that the Veterans Day Parade is on Veterans Day, regardless of which day of the week it is.
Yeah, the 11th month, the 11th day, the 11th hour.
And Roseburg, this parade known as Oregon's Greatest Veterans Day Parade, why do you think that is?
Because of our small, spread-out rural community, but we are able to bring in so many veterans, so many participants. It's just a huge parade for such a rural community.
Because we happen to be a block away from where things really kick off, it's interesting because mid-morning, about an hour or so ahead, you start noticing more traffic in the area and folks looking for parking spaces. And it's kind of like on the same crowd level as graffiti sometimes. I mean, you get a lot of people.
Agreed.
Now, what do people need to know about the parade? Maybe kind of explain the route if people are new to the area.
So if you're new to the area, downtown Roseburg is where the parade is. It just basically runs on two streets, Jackson and Main. It turns down at the Elks Lodge or the Old Presbyterian Church and goes back down Main. And it stops at the Douglas County Courthouse. New folks should be aware that if you want to participate in the parade, parking is a little difficult, but there is parking available in the City of Roseburg's parking lot by Deer Creek, and there is parking available in the County Courthouse parking lot.
And for people that are in the parade, have already signed up, maybe have done it before, any changes this year?
Yes, exactly. There is a change. So our check-in point traditionally had been near the courthouse, and now it is much farther away. We want folks to go down Diamond Lake Boulevard, turn on Garrett, and then drive down Douglas Avenue to where it intersects with Rifle Range Road there behind Abbey's, and that's where the check-in point is, the intersection of Rifle Range and Douglas.
And why did you make the change?
So that we could separate and divide the types of floats. Some floats will have veterans on them, and we want them to line up on Fowler Avenue. And others that don't have veterans but are participating in the parade, we want them to line up on Diamond Lake Boulevard. Thankfully, we will have cones out blocking off a lane just for those folks to line up on Diamond Lake.
It's interesting. Years ago, many years ago, more than I want to admit, I actually ran a parade in the city of Hillsboro for a number of years. And let me tell you, logistics, when it's time to get started, are not always as easy as folks may think.
Well, yeah, we have to categorize. We currently have 75 entries, and we have to categorize those in which order we want them to flow.
And you've got to get people to go in the order you want them to go.
Yes, it does. That's the logistics.
And I know that folks that have signed up early, there's some judging going on. And what? How does all that work?
So we'll have some judges up by the Elks Lodge, and they will observe the floats as they go by, and they will choose different winners in each of the categories.
And what do folks get if they win?
A certificate and a ribbon.
Very good. All right. Anything else people ought to know?
We will be setting up the barricades and the cones around 8 a.m. And so after 8 a.m., people can begin to check in.
All right, very good. Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis, chair of the Veterans Day Parade, happening tomorrow, and hopefully we can keep the rain at bay until sometime after 12.
Lord willing.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.